And during COVID-19, we have observed very harsh economic impacts. During the height of the crisis, Congolese miners received only 30 to 50% of the global gold price for their own produce, in comparison to around 80% in normal times. This drop is so significant that it could not be compensated for by the rise in global gold prices. Here, the economically most vulnerable took the hit. Without adequate support, the drop in local prices combined with the various socio-economic and health impacts of COVID-19 have made artisanal miners even more vulnerable, with women and children particularly affected. At the same time, we saw a new group of actors emerge in the gold value chain. Capital-strong buyers and exporters, sometimes operating with chartered planes, took hold of the mostly informal gold trade. They were able to set the extremely low prices with artisanal miners, resulting in enormous margins for their own operations. What does this mean for the future of the gold value chain? Will these actors disappear, or are they here to stay? We are currently witnessing a broad public debate in the consumption-heavy societies about the world after COVID. The central question is, do we want to build our economies back to the new normal, or do we want to build back better, meaning more responsibly and sustainably? In the mineral sector, the EPRM can make an important contribution to the effort of building back better.